So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be an adaptation of the classic fairy tale, The Snow Queen.
Oh, and how are we adapting it?
In the absolutely loosest way possible.
Oh, loose things are tight.
No, they're not.
Right? Of course they're not. What the hell am I saying?
Anyway, so we're gonna meet this young Princess Elsa, and she's gonna accidentally hurt her sister Anna with her ice powers.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie, so then their parents bring them to see these magical little rock trolls.
Oh, are they gonna be cute?
No, but they will be annoying and give irresponsibly vague advice.
That's just as good.
Anyway, so the head troll is like, first of all, we need to erase Anna's memories of this happening.
How come they need to do that?
To protect her.
How does that protect her?
Unclear.
Feels like it'd be a lot safer if she had a heads up about her sister's powers, you know, maybe learned how to protect herself from them.
Yeah, well, they're gonna go with the memory erase thing.
Fair enough.
And the head troll also says that if somebody gets hit in the heart with these ice powers, it's not so easy to fix.
But he explains how to fix it in case that happens.
He does not. I told you, these trolls are vague as hell.
Right.
And then the troll is gonna say that she needs to learn to control her powers and that fear is gonna be her enemy.
Wow, so what do Elsa's parents do?
They lock her up in her room and make her scared of her powers and of human contact.
Oh, wow, they did not listen to that advice.
They did not, and so eventually they die in a shipwreck.
Oh my god, where were they even sailing to?
They were sailing up on out of this movie because I'm done with them.
Well, okay then.
So then Elsa and Anna spend 3 years inside the castle separated from each other and the outside world.
Why can't Anna leave?
Unclear.
And who's running everything while they're locked up?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So then it's time for Elsa's coronation and a bunch of people are invited over and Anna instantly falls in love with this Prince Hans.
Wow.
But then Elsa accidentally reveals that she has ice powers and people freak out and call her a monster.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then she accidentally causes an eternal winter and runs away.
Jeez, that coronation went horribly.
It did, and so then she's gonna sing this amazing song about, you know, moving on from her past or something.
Oh, what's the song called?
Oh, I don't know yet. Probably something like Moving On Up.
Not a fan of that. Maybe something like Breaking Free.
Maybe, The Past Is Gone.
Okay, let's just let it go for now and figure it out later.
Whoa, wait, what was that?
What?
Repeat that last thing you just said.
I said, let it go.
Right. But the end part?
I said, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later, because I can't think of anything good right now.
Oh, the way you got excited there, I thought I sparked an idea.
Oh, no, I just get really excited about procrastination.
It is pretty great.
So anyway, Elsa heads up into the mountains and builds a giant ice castle to live in.
A castle that's fully made of ice?
Yeah. Pretty sweet, right?
But where's she gonna poop?
Well, she doesn't have any food to eat, so maybe she won't poop at all.
Yeah, I don't understand how she intends to stay alive there.
Yeah, me neither. Let's not think about this at all, okay?
Sounds like a plan to me.
So then back home, Anna is like, I need to go find my sister.
And so who does she bring with her?
Nobody.
She goes alone?
Yeah, she feels responsible, so she goes alone with no equipment or supplies or even winter clothing.
But what if something happens to her? Then there's no way this works out.
Well, she feels like she should go alone, so she leaves Hans in charge.
The guy who's visiting?
Yeah.
Feels like whoever was running things before the coronation should be left in charge.
Yeah, but I don't even know who that is, so this random prince that's visiting's gonna be left in charge.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, Anna is gonna meet this guy Kristoff and his reindeer Sven, and they're gonna team up.
Alright.
And they're gonna meet this sentient snowman Olaf that Elsa created.
Wait, hold on, she made a sentient snowman?
Yeah, and his whole thing is that he likes warmth, and so—
But you're saying she created life out of thin air.
I mean, yeah, but that's not the point. The point is that Olaf is this wacky guy.
I feel like that should be the point.
No, we're gonna focus on how funny this snowman is.
I mean, her ice powers don't even compare to the power of creating life out of nothing.
Oh, definitely don't put too much thought into this godlike ability she has.
Why not?
Because I didn't.
Alright, I'll try to act like that's not a game changer.
Great, so Olaf is really silly and he has no idea that heat, the one thing he's obsessed with, is the one thing that would kill him.
That's pretty dark, actually.
No, we're gonna play it for a laugh.
Oh, we are, okay then.
Anyway, eventually Elsa's gonna accidentally shoot Anna in the heart with her ice stuff and get captured.
Oh, none of that's good.
It's not. So then Anna starts to turn to ice or something.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so Kristoff brings her to see the rock trolls because he witnessed all that stuff when they were kids.
And this is the first time he's bringing that up?
It is.
Wow, very unnecessary secrets.
Yeah, so then the trolls sing a very forgettable song and then explain that Anna can be saved by true love.
That would have been good to know this entire time.
Maybe. And so then we're gonna find out that Hans was evil this whole time.
How do we find that out?
He literally just explains it all for no reason.
Great, that's a very convenient way for us to find out.
Definitely. So Hans is gonna try to kill Elsa and Anna's gonna sacrifice herself to save her.
Oh.
Yeah, and it turns out that that was an act of true love, so she gets saved.
Wow, and so what do they do with Hans? How do they punish him?
They send him home.
Oh, that'll show him.
Yeah, I guess. So then Elsa gets to be queen.
Wait, what about all the people in the kingdom who thought she was a monster because of the ice powers?
What about them?
Well, it's gonna be hard for them to get over that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just reverses the winter with love or something, and they're all like, oh, everything's great now.
Oh, that was easy, so they're just not scared of her powers anymore?
Nope, everything's fine, and so, yeah, that's about it.
Wow.
So any ideas about who to cast as Anna and Elsa? We need people who can sing.
Oh, yeah, well, I was thinking maybe Kristen Bell as Anna, and maybe Idina Menzel as Elsa.
Idina Menzel? I'm not familiar with her.
Oh, she's this amazing Broadway performer. She did Rent, and she did Wicked.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, after this movie, everybody's gonna know her name.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 pitch meetings on the channel, so check some of those out. You'd also let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share on Twitter, Facebook, all the stuff that helps out a lot. As always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.